This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Dr. Jason Gray, the Chief Medical Officer at CHI Mercy Medical Center on. Dr. Gray, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
So I wanted to check in with the hospital, as we have done periodically over this pandemic. With Omicron, we've seen a big increase in cases. Looks like maybe that's turning around a bit. How's Omicron affecting Mercy right now?
You know, right now, actually, we're busy on it. We have a good number of cases, but we're managing. All our functions are intact. We're doing elective procedures and surgeries. So I've been really grateful to the staff, grateful to the travelers, and, we're going to get through this well.
So how many COVID-positive patients are you averaging?
Over the last couple of weeks, we've been averaging anywhere from 15 up to about 30. Our numbers have slowly gone up over the last week. I believe we are at 28 today on that. The hopeful, the encouraging thing is that the state projections, we should be on the downward side of it now. So we've been able to manage to take care of all the medical needs, the surgical needs, and the COVID needs.
It seems like that kind of number is a bit daunting.
You know, it is a large number. It's less than half of what our peak was during the Delta surge. So the staff, the travelers, they've been through this before. They're prepared. They're trained on it. And I'm really grateful to them on it. It's still a large number. But fortunately, this time we're seeing much less severity of illness, less people on ventilators, less people in the ICU. The length of stay has been much shorter this time. So a lot of things to be grateful for.
Talk about the role of the travelers. I know that's become a something around the country that's been popping up more often. How many of those folks do you have these days?
You know, we have quite a number of them. And the travelers were arranged through our own agencies, through the state-supported agencies, to help provide in a backfill for our staff illnesses and absences on it. You know, we've been running anywhere from 30 to 80 travelers at a given time across all departments on it. They really have helped to augment our permanent staff who are here on a day-to-day basis and fill any shortages that we've had due to staff leaving or due to illnesses.
Now, what about the National Guard? Are they still involved there as well?
We still do have the National Guard here. We have about 23 Guards people with us. We are very grateful for their assistance and for the state for remobilizing them our way. They're serving in a number of key roles, such as serving as screeners, serving as environmental services, helping to stock and provide supplies. They help on the floor. They help in food services. So, you know, they have been a blessing, and we really appreciate all of their work.
Do you have any idea how long the Guard members will be utilized?
You know, it's looking like they're set up somewhere toward the end of March on that. And obviously that will be reevaluated for their need at a given time as we get closer.
Now, with the staffing, you mentioned all the travelers helping, the Guard helping. When you've got a large facility, a lot of staff, we see it in all sectors of life right now, that staffing issues could be a real issue.
Yeah, the staffing has been a challenge. Just like across the country, across the state, across the county, you know, our staff are also susceptible to COVID, to illnesses, to needing vacations on that. Staffing has been the biggest challenge during this surge. The number of COVID patients, although high, was not near the challenge as just keeping staff healthy and having sufficient numbers of staff this time. Again, fortunately, the illness has tended to be less severe, shorter duration, so the staff are coming back sooner than what we saw during the Delta surge.
Now, as you talk with other folks in your company or maybe other hospitals where you have connections, how do you think we're doing in this area in comparison to other parts of Oregon?
You know, in comparison to other parts of Oregon, I think we've actually been relatively spared on it. When you look at what was happening up in the Portland metro area, Deschutes, Marion, even down south, we did not have it as severe as other areas did on it, both number of patients and also the impact on our staff. Not to say it's been easy, but we've been able to get through it well.
Now, I know we're right around 2 years now with the pandemic. I recall that you were actually the first person to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in the county. Overall, as you look at the last 2 years, what have things been like?
You know, the last couple of years, I think for everybody, have been extraordinary times on it. You know, I look back, I'm hopeful and I'm both grateful. We've learned so much about how to treat and manage COVID. There's been some amazing medical advances like vaccines, antibody treatments on it. You know, it's been encouraging that the most recent surge has been less severe than the earlier surges on that. You look at the staff. You look at the way our staff, look at the way the medical community, the entire community has come together to ensure that services are available for our patients and our community members. That really is encouraging. It really, you know, I think it warms all of our hearts to see just what Douglas County can do when it's important. I'm also cautious because we're not out of this yet. Although we should be on the downhill side of it, there's still so much to stay focused on and not let our guard down.
What are your hopes for the next few months?
You know, my hopes for the next few months are that COVID continues to decline, both in numbers and severity. We continue to have the vaccines promoted throughout the county on that. Our community continues to be respectful of others, wear masks to protect others in, you know, in dense social situations to get us through this. I really am hoping that we're past the worst and this becomes just an endemic disease similar to influenza on that. Those are my hopes.
Dr. Jason Gray, Chief Medical Officer at CHI Mercy Medical Center. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
8:38, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrison Building Supply.